Vayikach Korach. Korach, the story of Korach is a very mysterious story. The Rambam writes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, he said, "Va'avu yishma ha'om v'davri imoch v'gam b'cho ya'aminu lo." I want Klal Yisrael seeing that I am speaking to you directly, so that not only Klal Yisrael here, they're going to pass it off from Masorah, Dorei Doros, that everything you tell them is in the Torah, is in the Torah. Torah is absolutely true. Now, Meshul Chachma has a kasha, powerful kasha. So what did Klal Yisrael hear there? He says, Moshe, Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him. Moshe approached Yaron, and they heard him tell Moshe Rabbeinu, "Anochi Hashem Elokech, lo yocholim acherim alpomei. Otzitz Hashem Hashem Elokech olasho. Zorach tiyom Shabbos v'kacho. Kavir zavirchim v'simach." Etc. But they didn't hear him say anything about tzitzis, about tefillin. So maybe in a Hanami, he was a true messenger for the Aseres HaDibros. That's all they heard. But who said that he didn't, after that, make the whole thing up? So, Meshech Chachma is a very long Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Parsha Shmos, says. Because you have to understand, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, start talking upon him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was addressing him directly, and in telling Klal Yisrael, "This is my shliach." He didn't tell it to the 600,000 other males over 20 who were there. They had to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was in a certain madrega, that in the words of Meshachem, is Natula Bechira. He's beyond that which are all the other issues that affect other human beings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show them that there is one human being who's on that madrega, beyond the madrega of any other human being. And that's why he is my shliach, to give you not only the Aseres HaDibros, but everything else that he's going to come down from Har Sinai with. And when the end of Parshas Balos, Miriam and Aaron made a mistake on one Nakuda, that Moshe, somehow equating Moshe Rabbeinu with other Nevi'im. So what happened? They were punished. But it wasn't a private situation. Everyone had to wait. We're not moving until Miriam is better. So it was something that was clear to everybody that no, Moshe Rabbeinu is on a different madrega entirely, as a shliach Hashem, and cannot equate him with all the problems that happen to other human beings. Then we have Korach. Korach had two problems. He was the richest Jew at that time. And a lot of people with a lot of money think that makes him more chosher. And he had a wife who wanted to believe her husband was the most chosher Jew in all of Klal Yisrael. So Avo Korach shepikeach haya. Hey, how did he fall for this stuff? Now, what did Korach say? Korach said a very, very simple thing. He asked a bunch of kashas. Talish etchula kula etchelas. If you take a look at the Rashi, the end of Parsha Shlach, why is the etchelas in sitzes, chelas v'amalayam, ים דום. Omla Kiev Kia Domla Kisia Kovo. Oh, to remind someone of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in certain ways. If I have a bias of Kulukhis, so who needs to put such a song to the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's there. Very logical. Bayit Shekulo Sfarim. There's a need of mezuzah. Where's he coming from? Rambam writes, Hilchos Mezuzah. Mezuzah functions for a very important thing.
Right.
That when I go in and out of any door in my house, in and out of my house, I see the two most important parshas of the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Vayim Shemala. Remind me of the Achdus HaBorah and Chiyuv HaMitzvos. I can never be far away from it. So Bayit Shekulo Sfarim, very logical. And had all sorts of other, all sorts of problems in the Torah. Number one. Number two, he said. Rav Lecha, what had happened? Niskana b'nisiyu social Elitzofen. He got jealous that Elitzofen had become the Nosa. And he thought with all his money he should be the Nosa. And then he decided there's a whole different approach. He called her Eidor Kulam Kadosh. If he had gotten that position as the Nosi, he would have been happy. He would have been happy. His wife would have been happy. And they would have had Shalom Bayis. And everyone would be happy. But he got jealous. The moment he got jealous, so he comes up with a theory. Kol ei de kulam kadosh. Everyone's kadosh. Who has the right to interpret this? My logic says, Bayis Shekul Sram Potem Nam. Moshe Rabbeinu says different. Too bad. My logic. Everyone's kol ei de kulam kadosh. Who's Moshe Rabbeinu? Who's Aaron? Everyone. Why is there going? Everyone's. We're all Kaddish. Everyone can do the Avodah. Everyone can interpret the Torah. There's not a Moshe Rabbeinu. And the answer is no. And he had with him, he's a very persuasive individual. People very persuasive with a lot of money. And he got 250 very chashuv Jews to say, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want you to go up to that madrega that he's on. Doesn't want you the madrega of Aaron HaKohen. He wants you to stay as just simple people, so they're in charge. You're the ones who's supposed to. You can go to the highest madrega, bring the Ketores. Why only Aaron can bring the Ketores? You can bring Ketores too. Everyone's equal. Everyone's equal in the Avodah, and everyone's equal in getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone's equal in interpreting the Torah. It's all one big, very democratic idea. Sounds good. And just because Moshe Rabbeinu's ego, and what is he saying? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it very clear that Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega was a totally different madrega. And just two parshas back, again, made it very clear. It's not just another Novi. He's on a whole different madrega. Pe'al pe'a daber. I speak to him. Pe'al pe'a. Omar Lover, he has an absolute clarity in everything. It's a whole different level. And that's why he is the one who can give over the Torah. Rishmosh on of Mo. Chaim Valojin writes, first mission in Pirkei Avos, Ruach Hayim. That. Why does it say Moshe Kibel Torah Risina Masorah LeYoshua? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosa HaTorah to Moshe, Moshe Mosa Yeshua. Or does it say Moshe Kibel Torah Risinai, Yoshua Kibel Mimoshe? What's the switch? He says Moshe was a whole different madrega. Most people when they talk, there are two voices coming out. There's the chelik ol kamimal, my neshama talking. There's also my ego mixed in with it. That's how human beings are. Moshe Rabbeinu, one of Meod, he was the Eved Hashem, total, he stopped his talk, Kodesh Baruch Hu, without any ego, without anything. That's why when he talked to Shekhinah Mateperes, we talked about, there was only one voice, it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, most people find it hard to accept that there's someone on that Madrega. And when there's someone in that Madrega, you have to be nichnat to someone in that Madrega. And if you have all the money in the world, and you want all the cover in this world, and your wife wants to be married to someone with all the cover in this world, so then you forget what happened a year and a half ago at Har Sinai. Forget what happened two parshas ago with when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it very clear Moshe's on a different Madrega. No, Moshe isn't ego. Why isn't ego? Because I'm into ego. And therefore, the only way my ego works is if you put everyone down to the same low madrega. That's very dangerous. The two basic dangers. Who has the right to interpret the Torah? What logic? Rosh Baruch Hu says, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with it. Inside, the Torah has its own logic. What do we have to do when we learn Torah? We have to meshabit our logic to the logic of the Torah. We understand it, yes, we understand it, no. I understand what Bol Avimo is, I don't understand, but Bol Avimo is a good idea or a bad idea, I don't care. The Torah says, Bol Avimo, lo yashal, not the way it is. I have 30 reasons why it shouldn't be that, too bad. Break your head and figure out why. And when we learn Torah, a lot of anivas. Can't learn Torah without anivas. We open a Gemara. I don't learn Gemara. What do I learn? How Rashi understood the Gemara? How the Rebbe understood the Gemara? How Rabbeinu Tam understood the Gemara? That means I'm a Shabbat mind. When I sit open that book, I'm a Shabbat mind. There's a certain logic going on here. I have to figure out what that logic is and adjust my logic to that logic. And figure out when Rashi was doing it, his logic worked one way, and when Rabbeinu Tam did it, his logic worked a little different. So what are the different logical ways and adjusting my logic to that logic? I'm shopping my mind to the Torah's mind as we, and it's not a free-for-all. No. I can't say, listen, Rashi's nonsense. Rabbeinu Tam didn't understand it. And the Rebbe Bechlal was confused. This is the way the Gemara goes. No. We don't go that way. There's an authority structure. It's not a free-for-all. What Torah is accepting the fact that there's a Masorah, Dor Achar Dor, and the Anshei HaMasorah were people. And what was the nature of the Anshei HaMasorah? What makes a person a part of the Anshei HaMasorah? Okay, Rashi said this because he had a problem with his neighbor, and therefore he wanted to make sure the halacha came out in a way. No. That's not Torah. Torah is, I go into it with an idea that Rashi was trying to figure out from a Shabbat his mind to the mind of Torah with no other agenda. There's a very important marshal in Baba Kama. Very important marshal in Baba Kama. There's a halacha, fourth parak of Baba Kama. Shor shel Yisrael, shenagach shor shel Akum. It's both Shor shel Akum, shenagach shor shel Yisrael is chayev. An apparent imbalance. So the Gemara tells a story. The Romans wanted to know, what is this Torah that all these Jews are busy learning the whole time? What is this Torah all about? So they sent two Romans, spies, dressed up as Jews. They probably gave them a quickie course and so they could go into whatever yeshiva was in the times of Tanoi. And they sat and they were there for a few years learning Torah. So then, at the end, I think it's two years, they taught, they went to the Rabbeim, the Tanoim there, and said, this is unbelievable. Now we understand what the Jews are about, why they're learning. But this one halacha that if we would ever tell it to the Roman government, that discrimination here against Jews, against Goyim, that if a Shorshal Yisrael, Nogach Shorshal Akum, this part of Shorshal Akum, Nogach Shorshal Yisrael is Chayim, it'd be a pogrom. We'll do you a favor, we're not going to report this thing. Okay. So the Marshal has a kasha. Says, just imagine, two Roman goyim show up into the base marriage. Whatever it is, after 2 years, Chazal de Bechak, what, that these weren't regular Talmidim in the yeshiva, of course they chapter. No big secret here. It's not, you don't have to be the Gadol Hador to chap something. So, knowing that they had their two spies, why, when they got to that Mishnah, they couldn't change the Mishnah? They couldn't change the Mishnah. He says, it's Koch Nefesh, yeah. These two happened to say, you know, we're not going to report it. And if they reported, who knows what the Romans would have done? So the Marshal says, you see from here one thing. Ziyuf HaTorah is Yehore Goliath. If they had changed one halacha for some reason, then the entire Torah, maybe it was changed for this reason, maybe it was changed for that reason. Who knows what it was? The purity of Am Yisrael, this good, he said, Marshal writes in Yamshel Shlomo, on the Gemara of Babakam, this is a very critical Gemara to show that Chazal, no matter what the consequences, the truth of Torah has to be the truth of Torah. And that's it. There are no other agendas. It's Koch Nefesh of all the Klal Yisrael. Too bad. The truth of Torah has to be the truth of Torah. And that's what keeps the Masorah going. Now, so Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina. He gave it over to a Sanhedrin. So maybe the Sanhedrin has all their agendas. There's a lot of different agendas they can have. Maybe they're anti-women, so they'll make this halacha. Maybe they're anti, I don't know, something. They don't like tall people, short people, fat people, skinny people, whatever. However their prejudices are, what's their agenda? How do we know in the Sanhedrin and what we have in Shas that's totally pure Torah? And Rambam has an incredible thing compared to Aleph Hilchos Mamre. By Hifticha Torah, the Torah promised us that Sanhedrin would do an honest job. That they would have one agenda. What is that agenda? The purity of Torah. That, Hifticha Torah, the Torah promised us. So through the year 500, we have Haftarah. But then, after that, so what is it when we talk about, and it's a Masorah, and Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, when they were interested in Torah, in the purity of Torah, rather than the political aspect of Torah, were able to identify who. There were a lot of people at the time of Rashi. Somehow Klal Yisrael accepted Rashi. Accepted Rashi. Klal Yisrael understood that when Rashi writes, Rashi, that's an honest statement of what Torah is about. Except that a lot of people wrote Svarim. Nowadays, they find manuscripts of people, we don't know who they were from 600-700 years ago. But Klal Yisrael is a Masorah. And that Masorah is who we rely on, who we don't rely on. And why do we rely on them? Because Klal Yisrael accepted that these people, when they said what they did, they were interested in Torah Laman Torah. Torah for the purpose of Torah. Well, maybe Rabbi Tam said the following psak about ribbis because he had a money lending business on the side. And the whole Torah goes. No, Klal Yisrael somehow accepted that these people meant it because they meant it. And that's what create, and that is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu, why Korach was number one so dangerous. Because Korach was out to undermine A, that Torah has its own built-in logic. And our job is to be meshabit our minds to the logic of Torah rather than coming, no, it makes sense to do it this way. Too bad. It makes sense that all of Evo should pay twice. Very good. That's your logic. Too bad. Wrong. Why the Torah says, well, Evo lo yishale. Now go break your head and figure out what it is, how it works, and why it works. That's your job. Go figure out why. And break your head, submit your logic to the logic of Torah, and that's what it is. And then you do, and through the Doros, we have the Sower of those people whom we trust that they were Meshabbat their minds to go without any other political or other agendas. There are no other agendas. That's why when we sit down, what do we do? How did Rashi understand this? How did the Ramban understand? How did the Rosh understand? How did the Ran understand? When we Meshabbat our minds to their minds, that is the anova that we have to those previous generations is the basis of our entire Messiah. Now, Korach, said, Kolom Kul Kadosh. Everyone can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own level. Now, I can decide. I'm a Levi because my father was a Levi, and all the way back we live. We don't go back to Aaron or Cohen. For my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would be fantastic if I could go up every day for Birkas Kahal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this as your job and as avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as the Kohen's job and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Yisrael's job and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my job is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by my hachnoah to his Watson, the way he wants me to serve him. I don't make up my own service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the other Aveira on the one hand of Nadav Avihu. They said, yeah. No, all of these rules, that's for the regular guy. We're special. We'll have our own Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were seriously punished. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Aaron? B'krovei HaKodesh. What does that mean? It means if anyone except the top had done that, we would say, okay, to the regular guy, you have Tariq Nesses, but the people at the top, they have their own special type of avoda. There's bro who had to make that lesson from the top, that even people at the top, every one of us has 613 Nesses. We can't serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu with 612, we don't serve him with 614. It's every one of us, and within the 613, some people have this mitzvah, some people have that mitzvah, some people have this mitzvah, some people. And our job is we're Abdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that he wants us to serve. It's not a. And then, so what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? There's only one way I can get out of it. Zosas. We're going to have a test. So Korach was a pikeach. He understood that he's fomenting this whole machlokas and got 250 naive, stupid people to buy into his ego trip. So he says, okay, kulachem machlos, Korach v'chaladosa. Who took the machlos? Korach dosam v'avirim did it. They were too smart. They knew they were just making this machlokas. They knew. And when Moshe Rabbeinu says, there's going to be a test tomorrow. And Vayichal Moshe Rabbeinu, he says. And he says, I told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the only way, with this test, is the only way I'm going to be able to get rid of this whole idea, the Dorei Doros. And everyone there, they stood. And then what happens? Vadaber le'egel le'emor, he'olu me'sovim mishkan korach dosam v'aviram. Stay away from dosam v'aviram. What happens to dosam v'aviram? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? He says, "Vayomer Moshe, b'zos teidun ki Hashem shlochani." Latzos says, "Kol amaitzim ha'alekiv." Everything I did and everything I said was straight from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to prove it here on the spot. If everyone here is going to have a heart attack on the spot like that, then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to, when Nate's going, the earth's going to open up and everyone's going to fall in, and that's what it's about. And that's exactly what happened. To who? Korach, Dothan, v'Aviram. And what happened to the 250 people who were pretty stupid and naive, fell for Korach in his battle against Moshe, v'yeshot semufnei Hashem, they did it. Now there's a follow-up here. The follow-up is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, take all those machdos and make it sequel in his bayach. You have to have something all of Klal Yisrael will see anytime they come to the Beis HaMikdash to remember this story for the Dorei Doros. Why? Because the lesson here is a very, very deep lesson. And in every generation, people try, who has the right to interpret the Torah? With what logic do we interpret it? No. Interpreting the Torah is being meshabit our minds to the logic of Torah. You have great ideas, fine. Be meshabit your mind to the logic. That's it. And there's an authority structure. Dorach Hador. How it is. Not everyone has the right. Say, well, I'm sure I am, but I think this Gemara means this. I think this Gemara means this. No, wait one second. There's a Rashi telling you what the Gemara means. There's a Rabbi Tami tell what the Gemara means. The Rashi says, there's certain people. There's an authority structure to understand what the Torah says. And not everyone has the ability just to tell you what the internal logic of the Torah is. That's only emotion, I mean. And that's only those of us who come down and we're working hard and we're mashabbing our minds to that and achieve a certain, that's why. And that's how the Torah is preserved through the generation. Remember that. Torah has its own logic. And our job is to mashabbing our minds to that logic. Number one. And number two, there's an authority structure. You just can't come up with any screwball idea you want and say, oh, this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kolei the Kodesh Baruch Hu sounds very good. Democracy, all our ideas are good. You know, that's the whole wonderful thing about the internet. Every idiot goes on and thinks his ideas are great. And he gets, and everyone has his blog. This is what the Torah really means. It doesn't work that way. Torah is not a free form. There is the logic of Torah, and there's an authority structure how we understand. And that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Lots also recorded pachim sipulim as beyach. The laws are eis machtos and achoshes. Zikaro libnei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have to always remember. L'maaneh shelo yikrav yishzar. No. Not everyone can do every avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And then the whole story has to be remembered because the story has countless dimensions. We live in a very confusing world. We live in a very, very confusing world. The lessons of Korach are something that comes up all the time. And it's important. Just understand how Torah is and the absoluteness of it, the internal logic of it, and who has the right to interpret. One of the main kinnis on Tisha B'Av, it's about Yoshiyahu. Konen Yemayahu al Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was a tzaddik Yisrael. They thought he was going to be the Melech Mashiach. Was Machs Klal Yisrael b'tshuva. And then there was a shaila that came up where the Mitzrayim wanted to make a battle with Ashur and go through Eretz Yisrael on the way. Yoshiyahu understood the pasuk that he's not allowed to let them. And Yirmiyahu said, no, you can't. Yirmiyahu is one of the chachmim of Sodom. Yoshiyahu is a big tamachom. So Yirmiyahu told Yoshiyahu, Mukoblani ani, I am a messiah from Yishayahu. That was supposed to allow this to happen. For which Yoshiyahu answered, Mukabli ani, Memosha Rabbeinu, Rabbi the Rabbah, I understand the pasuk differently. Now, Yirmiyahu is a novi. Yirmiyahu is one of the chachmim of Sora, who's in the Sanhedrin. But so it comes to us through Yirmiyahu. So Yoshiyahu said, no. And when Mitzrayim wanted to come, he stood with his army, we don't let you come. But my understanding of the pasuk is no. Yoshiyahu was killed. As Yoshiyahu lay dying, his last words, Sadiku Hashem Kifi Maris. I made the mistake. It's not my job to interpret the Torah. Yirmiyahu. It can be a tzaddik yisorov. It can be everything. But if there's a Yirmiyahu, the chachmei mesayra, the mesayra comes to us through Yirmiyahu. We have to know chachmei mesayra. Torah has its intrinsic logic. Not up to everyone to interpret. We have to meshabed our havonas haTorah to all those who have part of the mesayra. And that is the most important lesson we get out of Parshas.